Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, 9 to 10 Sunday mornings, WBT 99.3 and 1110.
Did you listen to last week's show?
No, it probably was wonderful because I wasn't on it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I bet people.
I think the introductions were better to all the segments.
Were you doing them?
Yeah, I did them.
I didn't know if you had Josiah.
I subliminally listen to you do them so often that they just flow out of my mouth.
No, you could just like literally hit a button and it's done. And we've done it so many times, and we've talked about a new intro. Maybe we should submit us what we should have as an intro. Maybe on our Facebook page or something. We'll change it up.
Nah, then you start hurting feelings. Please don't send your opinions or suggestions in, because we're not going to use them.
Hey, honesty's a virtue.
My dad said, don't ever ask anybody's opinion, because then you're not going to use it, and they're going to get their feelings hurt and quit, and then you lose everybody trying to do the right thing.
Well, I heard an interesting thought on that, because people, if you say, hey, give me some feedback, especially maybe if you're asking for feedback from an employee or something along those nature, instead of saying, give me some feedback, the question should be, hey, what advice do you have for me? And you think about it, the human brain is a little bit more apt to give things that maybe aren't as positive when you ask for someone's advice versus, hey, give me some feedback.
Patrick, you're starting to sound like my wife. I don't know if I need to hear this again today.
Well, your wife's pretty smart.
She's coaching. I don't need to hear it twice. I'm glad I didn't talk to Christian at the office. Oh,
this was at a Service Titan conference.
Be getting compounded.
It's good. It's good. Makes sense.
Old school Ron just said, you read all the books, they say ask them questions. Don't ask them anything. Just give them a job. Tell them to say thank you.
Hit them with a shovel.
I like that. He never hit anybody with a shovel.
I know.
He did spank me one time with a handsaw. You know? It sounds kind of like this. It goes like this. He told Scotty Too Hottie to go to the other side of the woodpile. I got to take care of some business.
Oh, man.
What happens when you leave the old man's handsaw out in a rust and your little brother's playing, when your dad finds it, your little brother gets whipped for it.
He hit you with the flat side, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he chopped me in half. I mean, what do you expect? Come on. That's why I'm so short now.
Some David Copperfield stuff there. I like it. I like it.
Yeah. It came out unrusted.
it's on your hind end.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, man, I went. I had a family business forum trip up to Vancouver. Mark Melisand came on the radio a long time ago.
Is that not the most gorgeous place?
It is gorgeous.
Unbelievable.
It really is.
We went there one time. We went skiing out there a couple of years ago. And, I mean, I had no idea. We were just blown away, I mean, by the beauty of that city.
It was probably 75 degrees. We took a float plane off the water right in front of Vancouver. He flew us up around the city, I mean, 30-minute ride. Mm. Flew us around the city, up over the mountain, and you can see the ski slope, and there's some glacier ice still on that mountain right now.
Yeah.
Right there.
They had the Olympics there. I can't remember what year, but it's been in recent history.
Right there?
At Whistler, yeah.
No, well, we didn't go all the way to Whistler. This is the slope right there.
Okay.
I'm talking about a 30-minute float plane ride. Doesn't get you to Whistler, I don't think.
It's not a very far drive, so it may. But I don't. It probably is something different. I mean, it's a very mountainous area, but just that lake. It's not a lake. It's really a bay. It's beautiful.
River.
It's okay.
I don't know.
Anyways, very expensive city, though, huh?
It is, but the CAD is a little less than the USD.
You get a 30% discount.
I think the exchange rate right now is 1.35.
Yeah.
But I did learn this in my transactions, because I brought back a little CAD, and I went to the bank today to get it deposited in my USD, and they hit you upside the head for about 10 or 15% to do that at the bank. And then if you went to the bank here and tried to get some CAD and give them USD, they'll hit you upside the head for 10 or 15% the other way. So they're making their spread. I guess they got to get rid of the paper and stuff. Canada is a long way away.
Canada. I didn't know that you could get Canadian dollars in the U.S. You can go to the bank and give them U.S. dollars, and they'll give you Canadians.
Up to $3,000 at Wells Fargo, up to $3,000 at a time. I think they'll even mail you $3,000.
Wow.
Deduct it from your account and mail you Canadian money.
Well, you kind of had an eventful ride back.
Yeah, I missed my layover in Toronto.
Yeah, because we were recording on Friday. That's why we had to push her back a little bit.
That was Tuesday. I thought I was going to be back. I thought I was going to be back at Douglas Airport at 10:15, record at 12:01, and at 7:30 in the morning or whatever. We were delayed coming from Vancouver to Toronto, and they rebooked me. And I ran all the way to my original gate to go straight to Charlotte. And I'm looking at the plane, and the guy said, "Nah, you have a checked bag by Canadian law." I said, "Let me get on this plane. I live near the airport. I'll go pick my bag up later." And he said, "By Canadian law, you got to go travel with your bag, and we've already rebooked you, or I would let you on and watch this plane."
Oh.
So then I had a longer layover. They flew me to Newark. And then I had a fair amount of layover, and then they flew me to Charlotte.
It must have to do with customs getting back into the country, as far as like your bag not being with you when you come through. I mean, that's the only thing that makes me.
I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'm fighting this thing.
I was about to say, I could only imagine the demeanor that you had during this ordeal.
I was trying to show grace, honestly. I thought about it. I was like, look, I'm a blessed man. Show grace.
Well, do you have anything that stuck out? I know we got to go to the break, but anything from the trip that stuck out to you, other than the seaplane?
I mean, we got to visit with the two brothers that run a family business up there. They run a film business.
Yeah.
They sold that business this year, and they in the real estate business and stuff. And they in the helicopter business, have 20 helicopters in their fleet. They do fire, you know, fight.
Huh.
I noticed this. My buddy included this, a contractor. A lot of folks in Canada that are successful do work for the government. So it's a little different. And they were talking about, those guys were talking about how strong entrepreneurism is in the United States, which was cool to hear, and how much allies we are and how much they depend on us. I can talk a little bit about that in the last segment.
Let's take a break, but
we got Luke Nays when we come back. Asheville division for Andrew Roby.
That's it.
You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. We are
your father.
Your Lukes. No, we're just joking around. We got Luke Nays on the horn, hailing from the Andrew Roby office in the Asheville, Hendersonville market. Luke, what's going on?
Hey, living the dream out here. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well, Trent. You were gonna say something. I think you're doing well. I want to speak
Do we call it Asheville, or do we call it Asheville Hendersonville?
You can just call it Asheville. I think it's cleaner and simpler. But I physically am located in Hendersonville, so I appreciate the correlation there.
I wanted you to be able to explain it, Luke. And I think Hendersonville's so on fire, that's gonna be a big market for us right there.
It really is. I mean, it's no shortage of demand anywhere in Western Carolina, but everything's growing, everything's expanding. But a lot of people associate Western Carolina and our demographic and our geography over here with the Asheville, bigger city. The Asheville has the airport. But, you know, Hendersonville is actually where my family's got some history, and so that's where we're at physically, and that's where we plan on calling home. So, we're going to be able to call this this region, this closer proximity to Hendersonville will be where we'll have a brick and mortar office as well. So I'm excited to be in Hendersonville because it is, like you said, a lot of growth happening, and a lot of it is, you know, that I've experienced is people that are pretty deeply rooted here too, like my wife's family is also. So,
and I mean, so a lot of growth in the Hendersonville market. It's a trendy area. It's really cool. If you haven't been there, check it out. But it's kind of like the hub of the close by spoke that goes to Asheville, and then you can also go up to Cashers and the Highlands and area like that opposite direction, you know, kind of
yeah,
45 degrees or 90 degrees another way. So, so how long have you been up in this office? You've done a couple radio shows. People need to go back and listen to the previous Luke Nay shows. But give us a little rundown where you stand today, Luke.
Well, that's funny you ask. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary as of last week. So it has flown by. I mean, it's been a lot of exciting things, a lot of new relationships, some existing, some previous relationships out here, but it has been a lot of fun. And we're growing with the market and things are coming at us and we're looking at a bright future. But 1 year, as of last week, we have been back into this area and yeah, wow. It's been a lot. And simultaneously, I hit my 5-year mark with Androbia as a total.
I think I saw that on LinkedIn the other day. Congratulations. Yeah. Well,
that's where I saw it, and I was thinking, wow, that's longer than I was in the Marine Corps. So that is the longest I've been in any one organization in my life, including a high school.
It is weird to feel that way. I hit 13 years with the company in September as well. And, like, man, it's like, God almighty, it feels like, it's just hard to make it feel like 13 years. I talk about previous companies that I've worked for, and I've worked here twice as long as I've worked at that other company, which it felt like I was there for a lifetime. And being in the Marines for 4 years, I know that probably felt a lot longer than 5 years.
A lot longer than 5 years
with Roby,
I'll tell you that. Yeah. So we are a little easier on you than a U.S. Marine Corps.
I don't know if you listened to the last segment. We were talking about hitting people with saws.
Oh, that was the last generation of our business. That was all Papa Ron. He can get away with what he wants to get away with.
Yeah, and now we just hit people with shovels.
I've never said that, admitted to that, or condoned that. So let me clear this up.
It was accidental. No, it's a joke.
Did I hit you with a shovel?
No one's been hit by a shovel. We're just playing. I'm just messing around. No.
I mean, you got me confused here. But Luke, before he left town, one of his last projects was he renovated my dad's house, my mom's house that my dad built. So he did a full renovation. So he opened up a lot of walls. So, you've talked about this before, Luke, but you got to find all how he used to scrap, remnants and build his house with them.
Yeah. Well, that, and the interior side of the walls was his phone book while he was probably doing some work down there. He was jotting down somebody's phone number and saving that. So I found some relics back in those walls. And that's kind of half the fun of being inside somebody's house and doing renovations is, you know, if the walls could talk, and sometimes they literally do. So that was a lot of fun. And it's always a lot of fun getting to know the people that we're working with and being in their homes and part of their lives. It's very intimate. And that's something that I really feel like what we do as a company, what I strive for is to strengthen that and really focus on those relationships. Because what do we want to do? We want to have generational relationships.
Lifetime, yeah, absolutely.
Generational.
That's
not
exactly
more than
right.
One lifetime, yeah. Patrick. Beyond you and I, and me and
both.
Luke.
Yes.
But I will tell you, he didn't finish his basement till I was a kid. So he built the house, finished the upstairs when I was born. The basement was unfinished for a good while. He finished it in stages. So I remember vividly the penciled phone numbers on the opposite side of the wall board in the basement. I do remember that.
Your name was spray painted on the basement floor. I think Travis's too. So I wonder who did that.
Well, I just think that was vandalism by the youngsters. I don't think that was Papa Ron's workmanship.
Oh man, that's funny.
So what's been the coolest thing in your first year out here on your own?
Running a company.
Wow. Oh, that's a big question.
I'm not trying to give you easy questions today, Luke.
I know that. And so I would just say that the coolest thing as kind of an overarching answer to that is it really is getting to know new people that are working either alongside me or for me or with me. And those relationships just feeling so organic, really just feeling like I'm getting connected to some of the best and the best I think this area has to offer for a subcontractor base and team members that are going to continue to work alongside me. So the relationship that I have with our clients is great, and that's going to be always something that's very important to me. But I really cherish those relationships that I'm building for our team.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, Luke. I was thinking the exact same thing. That, I mean, you really look at our overall arching constituents, the subcontractor base and vendor partners and all the folks that we work alongside. I mean, it's lifetime and generational relationships there as well. Mm-hmm. The first one that comes to my mind is Harkey, you know, Tile and Stone, working with those guys and Reed and their family, and God rest his soul. But, it's not just the client. It's the vendor. It's the associate. I mean, we've got people whose kids work for the company. I mean, it's cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know some old knockers that run great businesses in our remodeling and custom residential industry,
yeah,
which is what Luke's focused on up there now. Not saying he'll turn down commercial, but it might be something that, you know, if we get opportunities, you might work that out of Charlotte with the commercial team.
Yeah.
But in the generational relationships, and even on the commercial side, I think Roby is very unique. Andrew Roby and the Roby family, they're all part of the family. We don't look at them,
right,
as adversaries that we need to dominate or need to leverage. We look at them as allies that we need 1 + 1 = 3 with them. And we also have always understood that if they're successful and they're positive and happy and getting treated well, then it's going to resonate with the quality of the project, the timeliness of the project, and the happiness of our clients. So,
absolutely.
And I don't think everybody in our industry approaches it that way, but I'm not saying everybody doesn't. But that is a skill set that we do, and Luke embodies it.
I was going to say Luke embodies that just as well as anybody else. And I mean, that's, if you are, you know, in the Hendersonville, Asheville area, or you're coming from Charlotte and you have property up there, hit Luke up. I mean, that's he's obviously up there to grow a business, and if you like what Trent's saying, that's kind of the value that you get with that office.
Yeah, we're always looking for new partners, and you know, to that point, since we're on the radio, a big thing that I really wanted to send a message out today too is, and you know, we are looking for work. We're looking for our Charlotte clients that might have second homes, and we want to continue to extend that service out to them out here, you know, anywhere that we can touch, you know, within an hour of Hendersonville. I'd love to have a conversation with them.
Heck yeah, man.
Nah, that I'm excited. Will you stick around for a few minutes, Luke?
Yeah.
All right, we got Luke Nays hailing from our Asheville office, 1 year anniversary, 5 year anniversary at the Roby Family Company, longer than the Marine Corps. When we return, segment 2 with Luke on the At Home with Roby show. Welcome back to the At Home with
Roby. Get it.
Go ahead, Patrick.
No, man, you got it.
Welcome back to the At Home with Roby show.
Dude, that's
I funny. Am Trent Hastings. Sitting alongside of me today is Patrick McIsaac. It's so nice to have you back, little buddy.
Thanks, man. If y'all missed it last week, Josiah Bowling, the very smart and articulate.
He is smart
and
very articulate. Dropped some good business nuggets out.
Yes.
And just fun to hang out with. Great guy.
Very good.
And today our guest is Luke Nays, hailing from Andrew Roby, Asheville.
Man, I was going to like have some creative, catchy, like Cletus and Carl, welcome to the Grundy County.
I jumped
auction
in there and stole your thunder.
No,
I,
you got me.
I saw TJ's hand start to raise to give you the point, and before I was rising, I mean, probably I would say 3/4 of a second before the point, I jumped in and went bonkers.
The TJ gave the high, like the high fist pump, like Jersey Shore style.
He said, "That's how my man rolls."
Yeah, you remember that? Well, you got to get really going with the Jersey Shore style.
If you could see what Patrick's doing now.
So Luke,
yeah.
Hey, listen, celebrate 1 year in Asheville, Hendersonville, which is fantastic. You know, we all know you're doing a wonderful job up there, and talking about relationships in the last segment was really cool, and it was a relationship that really brought you back there. I know that was or brought you there, right? Your wife's family is from that area, and so that was a really cool project, and it was a relationship that with Trent and the Roby family that was able to bring us up there.
Yeah, well, the timing was phenomenal. I mean, like, so back to the 5-year anniversary that I have with Andrew Obi, Dave would love for me to tell you all, Dave McGuire, that I had a 5-year goal to get back here into Hendersonville with Andrew Obi, and we did it in 4. So that is not short of the trust and relationship that we had from our client that brought us here a year ago to build a house on his family property. And, you know, kind of touching on relationships there, you know, that's a great relationship that we already have, standing relationship through Trent and through his partnerships and actually through Ruby Services. And so it's a flywheel effect. Yep. But then also some of that relationship that I'd like to touch on, too, is the architect. I mean, we had a team that we brought in through Charlotte that would help us to try and expedite the process. I knew we wanted to try and make everything kind of smooth to get started. I mean, I was going to be moving on my family over here. We had a hard start date that we needed to accomplish. And Kevin Holdridge and KDH Design, they really, really helped us to make that happen. And I think that our client would speak highly of everything that had to do with that. So, yeah, we got that started just about on time. We had a few delays with the county, which is to be expected. And we're a little under a year into the project.
So how far along are you, Luke?
Well, if he's listening, you know, we're shooting to get him into the house for a Thanksgiving dinner.
All right.
Nice.
I hear you. That's not long. That's not far away.
That's right around the corner.
We're
hard
tight.
To believe.
We may have punch items after the fact, but, you know, we're willing to work in what we can to get him and his family in there. So,
are you coming home? Man, that'll be sentimental if that's on their family property. I think he lost his dad this past year. God rest your soul, Mr. Stanley. But that'll be special. Are you going to be able to make the cornhole tournament in Charlotte on the 4th of November?
That's what you call foreshadowing. We got a little cornhole update in the next segment.
I will manage my time to make that happen. In fact, one other very exciting thing that's happening this fall is I'm bringing on my first superintendent. This is a great, great, great guy. I mean, he'll give you the T-shirt off his back in a blizzard. And love the guy to death. He's been my friend since college, and he's excited to come on board. He's going to bring great, great things to us, so he's going to really help me out a lot. So maybe he'll come to the cornhole tournament too. It'll depend on what we got going on here on site.
That would be good. That's called the Roby family growing.
That's it. And talk about that, Luke. Talk a little bit about, like, the type of work you guys are going after. I mean, the type of work that we're doing there specifically. I mean, you can talk, I know, about the project that you're
sure.
The larger project, but we do a whole bunch of other things as well.
Yeah, we're jumping in and out of just about anything that would really make sense for our relationships and making sure that we continue to service the people that are loyal to Andrew Roby, because we want to share that. Loyalty back to them. So I'm doing, you know, anything from a small tile job on a fireplace all the way to a custom luxury home. We actually have a great opportunity in the pipeline coming up for a custom home and in a great golf course community locally. And that's going to be a great prospect for us. So there's some great opportunities here, and we're not necessarily going to be exclusively focused on one or the other, but I would say that, you know, there's enough demand of luxury homes and signature homes, as Andrew Ruby calls it, that will probably be our main focus. But if the one-off relationship that has a commercial upfit or, you know, handyman project, we're there.
Or bathroom, kitchen, finishing a basement. I know it's popular in that area.
That's right.
So, now, yeah.
How far is Lake Kiawee and Greenville from where you're located, Luke? Your hub?
North Greenville, I could be there in about 45 minutes. Kiwi, depending on what part.
About an hour.
That are going to be up to an hour and 20. Some of it about 45 minutes away.
Yeah, the north end. I was about to say, you've got about 40, because I know you're looking at some stuff at the middle area of the Kiwi.
I mean, they both sound like Lake Norman to where we're hubbed out of West Moorhead Street here in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do a lot of work on both sides of the lake. Whole lot. So cool, man. Well, what tell us a little bit about your family. Update us on that.
Well, yeah, you could appreciate having a lot of kids, but I don't have nearly as many as you do, Trent. I've got 3 kids, but they're growing fast. Raleigh's in first grade, and
oh, man.
You know, he's coming back home with new knowledge all the time. Things that come out of that 6-year-old's mouth, you just wouldn't believe. Jacqueline Quinn, we call her Quinny. She's a 4-year-old, and she's kind of the one that got she's got my heart. You know, she's my sweetheart, and I never could see anything that she does wrong. And we got Olivia's one. Olivia's the terror right now. She is on the table. She is pulling stuff out of the, you know, wherever and putting it in the toilet. But they're all good memories.
Eric Church sings a song about his truck keys and the 3-year-old. And I got a 3-year-old. 3-year-old make a truck key disappear on you.
It's so funny how we just, I mean, us as men, how we raise daughters so differently than sons. Yeah. I just have one daughter, and you said about yours, I'm like, come on, it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, my wife comes in with a hammer.
I mean, do you and your wife always carry her around in the house on a chair above your head?
No, absolutely not. I can tell you a couple stories about that. But, no, man, that is cool. That is what it's all about. I mean, that's why we call it the Roby family. It's not just you. It's your whole family that's part of this, just like everybody else is that works here. So,
we're happy that they're going to be here and we'll be able to put roots down in this area. And, you know, we're looking to build ourselves a house, maybe, you know, within a year and a half or so. We're just trying to time it right and find the time to do it and make sure we do it responsibly. Tough to do something like that alongside growing a business, but you just bite off more.
I mean, we're really going to make a high margin on that one.
You going to pull a Ron Hasen and use some remnants?
Yeah.
He's going to. That's funny.
Yeah.
You're going to build a house on your family land, right?
Oh, I don't think. No. The answer's no to that now. If they're listening, I don't know. Controversial. Anyways, we bought some land.
Oh, boy.
Pretty close by.
Okay.
Do you want us to edit that part out?
But I mean, I would love to build on this property. It's 15 acres and real close to Hendersonville. About half of it's pasture land. I mean, it's gorgeous.
That
it's such
awesome.
A peaceful feeling when you're here. So thankfully, we are very fortunate to be living here currently in one of the buildings that the family owns. So we're cherishing that. You know, we're really not taking that for granted.
Well, Luke, it's been wonderful catching up with you. I don't get to catch up with you as much, so I'm kind of getting a dose of what the listening audience is getting. I will say that I've said this on the radio the last time you were on it. My wife said you were the closest thing on how you handle the customer and handle women customers in the business as Ron Hasten was. That's her memory. That's a compliment. Not taking anything away from anybody else in our business. We got wonderful people that have awesome skill sets. But how can people look you up? If somebody's listening and say, hey, I want to hit Luke up.
You can find us on social media, on Instagram, AndrewRoby_NC. You can find us on our website, AndrewRoby.com. You can call our office. We have a Nashville office line. It's 828-579-3500.
828-579-3500. Luke Nace, thanks for being here, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless you. See you soon. Welcome back to the At Home with Roby Show. This is Trent Hasten along with Patrick McIsaac, sitting in for Patrick McIsaac today. And
yes.
I thought the joke was over. Now Patrick punked on me. So thanks for hanging in there during the delay. Hopefully you didn't change the station for that 3 seconds.
Yeah. Nah, if you missed the last segment, obviously we always talk about it. You can go back and find it all the social media outlets and online.
Luke said that.
Yeah.
Luke said that.
Well, he was on about a year ago-ish.
He knew?
You can go back and
hit
him twice.
No, when I said, how do you get in touch? He said, oh, we're on all the social media. I thought he was reading your script.
No, I don't have a script. Come on, man. No, I'm just joking. I got it right here. anyways, I wasn't going to interject with Luke, but I did want to talk about something while we've got a second here before we jump into the Make-A-Wish stuff, and that is Roby Services is in Greenville now, officially.
South Carolina.
Greenville, South Carolina. Thank you. I've said that. Being from Clemson, I mean, I don't even think of Greenville, North Carolina. I apologize to the Pirates of the world, but Greenville, South Carolina, yes.
Cool.
And so we are servicing that market. There's a billboard. If you're riding through, there's a couple of them through Greenville. I will spill the beans. and it has the Roby logo, and it has hashtag what the heck is the R. It doesn't say anything other than that, so we're trying to get some curiosity
out.
And
I was down there visiting Chris Fay and Casey Fay, the Fay family. I took my family down there, went to the Clemson game last week with them and the Beasons and stuff. Had a great time. And you were telling me to look for the billboard. But I don't know Greenville, so I ran into a tree.
So one's on 123 and Easley, one's at on Woodruff Road, and one is on Wade Hampton Road. So if you're down there or you have friends and family in that area, we'd love to help you out with your electrical, plumbing, and HVAC.
There you go, Patrick.
Give
yourself a shameless plug, dog.
That's it. Go Greenville.
All right, so what, we 10 segments. We probably halfway there.
Getting
leading
close.
Up to the Pitching for Wishes.
November 4th.
15th annual. It's actually 16, but we walked 1 year during COVID, so it's 15th time we're pitching. We're tearing it up with sponsors this year, aren't we, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm a holler at some of those. We got co-hosts, obviously. We talked about this. Harris Teeter's a co-host. Platinum sponsors. Home Technology Solutions, Mesa Quality, and United Healthcare radio partner is WBT. Gold sponsors, Pinnacle Roofing. We've got Pinnacle Roofing and Exteriors, I apologize. RT Meacham, Drywall Company. Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas. Shoemaker and Thermo King, Central Carolinas. We got one week left to sponsor. The bronze, silver, gold, and platinum sponsorships are available. You got to hit up Christian McCall, who is the boss lady of the radio show and the cornhole tournament. So hit her up. As of today, we've got 68 sponsors with $134,880 raised, which equates to 7 wishes granted thus far.
17.
Yep, 17. I think
you
I said
70. That's
I said 7. I think
it's
cool to
see these
one.
Gold and platinum sponsors, because I know a face with those companies, sure. And it's really special.
It really is. It's what we talked about with Luke.
The Roby family.
Same thing.
Yep.
And so, as you know, we highlight a wish story on the last segment of the show. And today we have Tobias, 5-year-old Tobias, who goes by Toby, is an active little boy who plays soccer, hide-and-seek, and is currently learning how to ride a scooter. Playing chase is a favorite, and he can be found chasing the animals around this house. While Wish Kid Toby has a hard time articulating his words due to his cancer, leading to his family having to figure some things out, they know for sure that he loves to be with his siblings, he loves to play in the water, and that has a passion for marine life. For those reasons, Toby's wish is to go to the beach. Toby's wish trip to Myrtle Beach was spent boogie boarding, looking for creatures in the water, and playing in the sand with his family. His trip wouldn't have been complete without a visit to Ripley's Aquarium, which he loved. Toby and his family, mom, grandmother, brother, and sister put their worries aside and spent happy days enjoying being together. It's because of donors like you that Tobias can come, wish came true. Again, that's what it's all about, man. This is what we do, why we do this.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Toby picked a good spot, too. I like Myrtle
Beach. Yeah, Toby's, yes, no joke.
I wonder if Toby found any shark's teeth.
We need to ask him.
I don't know.
We need to ask
him. The picture of him, he's hugging a penguin. I think it's at Ripley's. I think it might be like a remake of The Biggest Penguin Ever or something, because it's bigger than Toby.
It is, and he's from Laurinburg. There you go.
If I run into a penguin like that, I'm going to back down.
The only time I've ever seen a penguin that big, what was that movie, Happy Gilmore, where the penguin kept following him around? Billy Madison. Sorry, I got that wrong.
Adam Sandler, I mean, he's a legend.
Come back here, penguin.
Come back here, penguin.
Too hot for penguins.
Goodness gracious. Now y'all starting to quote movies again.
Oh,
y'all
gosh.
Know I don't remember any movies.
Well, it is great. I mean, if you can make the tournament on the 4, come out and hang out with us. It's a good day. And just always pray for good weather.
Patrick, are we going to a wedding this tomorrow?
We are. We are. You actually on the show.
I know.
Predicted this wedding.
I did.
Which was hilarious because you didn't know. But that's okay. It's official tomorrow.
It is official. I asked them how long they had been married.
Yeah.
So tomorrow.
Well, yesterday, if you're listening now. So congrats, Ron and Kristen.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Congratulations. Hey, thank you for listening. We hope you had fun. I'm having fun. It's Friday when we're recording. You're listening on Sunday. God bless you. Go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.